Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Well, look at Mike LaPresti's Wall Street stock returns on NFL head coaches article from the USA Today this morning. It's a good one. On the NBA hardwood, we've already revved you up with all of the mega swaps that are in the works. A lot of bogus stuff, maybe. On the hardwood, other than that, though, keeping an eye on Friday's Warriors minicamp for rookies and free agents. The Blazers sign old man River, 38-year-old James Edwards, the longtime Piston. He was with the Lakers last year. Grant Hill's price tag, $44 million over 8 years. Oliver Miller is going to stand tall in the Motor City, $10 million 4 years. They won't match the offer. The Suns are going to let him run. And is Roy Tarpley deserving of another chance in the NBA? That's interesting. Evidence hearings underway in OJ's drama. The NHL still trying to cut a deal. Gretzky says he doesn't think there's going to be a strike, but would support one. Messier and the Rangers take a step backwards in their deal because of the Gutowski resignation at MSG. The Shark Tank is leaking. Let's plug up the problems on the ice. Arthur's got popped last night by the Hawks. And last night everyone was saying that Pat Faloon is soft, so what's up with that, Bay? Dominic Hasek did it all for Buffalo last year. Now the Sabres won't ante up, but they're suspending their gifted goalie anyway. And, of course, see you later, Butch. Mr. Hobson out in Boston. They say bye-bye. Fan interest is dropping off big time in baseball, of course, with everything going on. 41% of Americans want replacement players. 43% favor the owners. 27% the players in a huge survey, the CNN poll, a Gallup poll they did. Goose Gossage with a powerful interview in the Examiner today. We'll look at it. Montreal wants the title anyway as Major League champions with the best record. Some people want a Yanks-Expos matchup, and it looks like Mike is headed for Arizona. Of course, we'll talk about that. And final NL stats. Last night we had AL final stats for the 94 campaign. Tony Gwynn again wins the title. Of course, I'm talking about Mike Jordan. He is waiting on word from the Arizona Fall League if he's going to play ball in the fall. Let's dance, Boltman. You're first on the mahogany. Hey, Boltman, what's up?
Hey, Pharrell. Great to be on there with you.
What's happening?
Hey, when are my Chargers going to get some respect around here?
You know, I think that they've played well the first 3 weeks. I think they run into a problem, though, at the Coliseum. I mean, I really believe their luck's going to run dry. I like what Humphreys has done, staying in a pocket, finding Martin, finding his receivers. Means has been giving them a lot. Their defense, you know, I'm surprised with the loss of Plummer. I know that that's Seau's D, but Plummer gave them a lot when they were running away from Seau and had a tremendous little run in San Diego. I think they'll lose in the Coliseum. I think Hostetler got the Raiders untracked in Denver, and they need to even it up at 500 and go to 2-2 with a win. It's going to be close, though. That 3.5, always tight in this matchup in the West, and it looks to me like it could go either way. But I like the Raiders, and I like them to cover. I got to go. Let's go down to Atlanta. Tom's down there. He thinks it's a bogus three-way deal.
Hey, how's it doing, Pharrell?
What's going on, Tommy?
Hey, we miss you down here.
Yeah, I miss you guys, too.
Yeah, all right. This is all
straight up, I always will love the fans in Atlanta. I had a blast with everybody, and everybody there knows that. I did, what did I do, like 5,000 bar live shows so I could go out and rage with you freaks? I never let anybody down there.
Yeah, no, you were great while you were down.
So what's up, man? You know, I talked to Babcock, and he was telling me the big swing was coming. They're making the big move because they've lost Danny. They got all that money to spend. Are they going to get Pippen? Are they going to get rid of Willis and Augmon?
Well, this started out. One of your former colleagues at your former radio station got a caller, and this is how this all started. Pippen was sighted down here on the north side of Atlanta, spotting for home.
Yeah, and either that or trying to buy some guns or something.
Yeah, or something like that. But that's how this whole thing started, and it escalated from Pippen and Augmon and Willis and a first-round pick.
Next thing you know, there was 80 players involved in it.
Golden State was on it. I happen to be.
Yeah, like Golden State's going to get rid of Hardaway and Owens.
Yeah, I happen to be listening.
And then, Phil Jackson's going to love getting rid of B.J. Armstrong to the Warriors. Yeah, he's all over that. Here, let's do it tonight. Why not? While we're still awake. No way. That's another really essentially talk radio getting out of hand with a bunch of callers. I saw Pippen. The next thing you know, 40 players are getting traded. Yeah. That happens a lot now in talk radio. Fans will say one day. I had a guy call me up, and he was literally, who was he talking to? Deion Sanders was buying teal suits in Atlanta from a clothier, and so thus he was going to the Dolphins. He was getting teal suits one day, and my tailor who makes me suits, he's telling me all this stuff. I'm like, you know, dude, have another bourbon, you know? You're drinking all day as it is.
What kind of reception is Deion getting out there in San Francisco?
Huge. I mean, wherever he goes, it's a situation where who wouldn't want to have him? I mean, the guy is so absolutely brilliant on a football field. You got to love him more with pads on than with a stick in his hands. He could never hit the left-handers or the off-speed stuff. I mean, he could definitely smack the ball and use the field, but literally he wasn't a pole hitter. He couldn't hit the left-handers. He couldn't hit home runs. He came up big a couple of times. We talked about it over and over, but literally this guy, as far as I'm concerned, is a massive football player. He's so gifted he could play a number of positions, including a slot with Rice and Taylor, including running back kicks, punt returns. He could play in a reverse situation, running the ball and trick plays, anything. They got to get him the football. I mean, he makes things happen. He is a guy that creates and does a lot of stuff. So definitely do you think they're going to ship Ogman and Willis is what I'm asking?
Yeah, I think so. I think Ogman and Willis.
I think it'll go down maybe by the end of the week, if not next week, because Babcock and Kasten cannot sit around waiting, literally, for that franchise to crumble because they're going to win 40 games tops as it stands right now. They need somebody. Pippen would be ideal. They don't want him in Chicago. Tommy, take care. Say hi to Atlanta for me. Let's go to Chancey, Boulder Creek. Bring it.
Hey, you got me.
What's up, baby?
I was glad they helped me.
I'm in here choking on cappuccinos. I got throat toads coming out. I'm seeing blue. My eyes are bleeding.
You're
I got eat my eardrum.
Going into it.
What's that?
All right. Hey, I was real glad they helped me over from Fitzgerald. I wanted to talk to you because I think that was kind of a weenie move he made about calling the Cowboys wimps, calling all the fans wimps for not calling in. And he's the one who tapes Melrose Place and 90210. I thought that was a cool move.
Yeah, I heard that. Speaking of Melrose Place, I was making fun of Heather Locklear. You know, last night I said, "Yeah, we're all going to end up living with her and spending 30 hours a day with her with all the soaps and all that stuff on TV at night, like Hard Inside, Cover Copy, Ditto Life, Action Stories of Denial and Hatred."
Kathy Ireland on there.
Today she married, or she's going to marry Richie Sambora, the Bon Jovi. He's been married to like 70 hot Hollywood actresses, and now she's jumping in. So it looks like. We're going to start living with Richie Sambora and the Thick Stick and, of course, Heather Locklear with her extreme musical talents. It should be an exciting pair.
Tapes that stuff, 90210.
I don't know what I...
calling Cowboy fans wimps.
I'll tell you what I watched. I told you the other night I watched the Bulls and Knicks Game 3 from like 17 years ago. I was loving life. I don't. You know why I don't tape anything? Because I steal VCRs. I'm a thief, and I go around at nighttime robbing homes.
They probably got the tapes in them when you steal them of the Cowboys beating the 49ers.
Yeah, I noticed a lot of crazy tapes inside the VCRs. I sell those as well on the market.
That's the tapes they play over and over and over again.
I don't know. I've never seen any of them. What shows do I watch? I don't watch any. I watch just vicious sports. I like watching pain. I like watching people get hurt. I like betting. I like when there's a lot on the game so that I get my blood pressure up and I can start really feeling at ease with myself. Because I'm just not happy unless I'm revved up. Rev with me, San Francisco. We're doing it all night on your source for sports, of course. Check this one. Go to bed. Here we go. Come on with me now, bae. With a biggie. Come on. Get it on now to fans and make it all possible. The reactors, vent your spleen with a Pharrell and a bench. We're hanging out. Going thick, 20 left in the mezzanine. We'll go to the penalty box at 11. All about your disease. Yeah, you really you got it cooking, baby. Pharrell got something unique. Come on, Eddie. DC running the desk, George Brett on the hook. Let's go to the automatic slice freak. Pleasanton, what's up?
What's up, Pharrell, baby?
You.
What's going on?
Not a conchata, hell of a lot on the bench.
Talk a little hockey, huh?
I got it going on, baby. And plus today I said, Get me the skinny. Get me the full rosters. Get me everything I need to know, because it's time to play hockey with a shot, top shelf score. Ah, scratch my back with a hacksaw. She wants to sell my monkey pens. Later, 3-1, BBM.
The
bullpen
action is back.
What?
The Sharks are swinging.
It's going to be huge. You know, I got so much exciting stuff planned for the next month on this show. By the end of, what is this? Are we in like July? What is it?
September, baby.
September 20. All right, we're in September, evidently. And what I want is, by Halloween, I got one in my sleeve. I'm going to bust up a story that's going to just shock all, but I'm going to save it and let you jones. Oh, and I ready to be, oh, there's another guy talking about a story he's going to break. Yeah, but you got to wait till it's all developed and accurate before you can start throwing it around like that 29-player deal they were calling me in Chicago about. Yeah, I believe that one. And I'm going to be Pope next week. Maybe that would be cool. I'd love to drive around in the Pope-mobile with that bulletproof. What?
You bust me a little Shaq diesel?
I got you some Shaq diesel slicks. See ya. San Leandro, the Jig's out there hanging out.
Pharrell, you the man.
What's up, Jig?
What's up? Give me the skinny on the Canes this weekend, my man.
The Canes are going to rock. It's going to be ugly. They're never losing. Coral Gables, they're going to be throwing it. Costa drives back. Look at that. Throws D in a touchdown. Canes, it's going to be ugly. I give the Canes just a big dance there. Lay it all. You remember they said, okay, we'll give Arizona State 14.5, and they beat them by 90.
Oh, that was a joke.
They'll beat them anywhere. They don't lose down there in South Florida. You know what it is? It's the water. They spike the Gatorade tubs with, like, pure moonshine on the other team. That's why Georgia Southern and those guys running around in circles. Listen, Jake, have a miserable evening. Salt Lake City, it's our friend, the pet detective Ace Ventura, the ball carrier.
All righty then, Pharrell.
How you doing, Ace?
Hey.
How's my dog, Poop?
Hey, he's
you borrowed him for the day to get his shots.
Hey, stuck at my house.
Can I listen to him at least? Hold on a second. Hold on. Hey. Hold on, Ace. I got to get my beef. Hold on. Here we go. Hey, DC, can I throw some? Is he safe? Here we go. Have another piece, you bum.
Oh, it's stinking. I can smell it all the way here.
Grab it. Miserable mutt. Stay out of there. Clean up after yourself out there. You and yours. Keep those girl dogs out of my yard. Throw him another piece. I was stealing beef from that Italian joint tonight.
Bro.
Yeah.
Hey, give me the skinny on Danielle Marshall. Is he really on the block in Minnesota? Could
oh,
he be right?
Yeah. Minnesota. You know, since everybody else is trading all of their marquee players tonight, let's just trade him, too.
Hey,
screw it.
Let's go.
Everybody's getting traded. We're trading the whole league over to Italy for Keith Smart.
Let's put him on the mahogany at the Oakland Alameda County Coliseum, baby.
Listen, Ace, I hope that every single pet gets loose on your ass tonight. Santa Clara and the hammy freak.
Hey.
What's up?
Sitting around, burping up Bud Light and Louisiana Hots, listening to Pharrell.
You got to love a little jambalaya burps. Those are strong. Great heartburn stuff there. Great. It's what dreams are made of.
I'm telling you.
Hold on a second. Listen. Oh. Pharrell draws even the seals out of the bay to come listen to the show.
And all the garbage in Santa Clara.
And you got that. Did you hear about the Woodstock concert and the garbage problems? That they are still cleaning up after that mess with all those smelly people. And let me tell you what they did. They dug a huge hole at a landfill and dumped it all in there. And now the city is saying, or whatever it is, a borough or a little county, they're going to sue everybody for like 7,000 trillion billion. Because our neighborhoods are starting to smell like hairy armpits.
Well, if they were smart, they'd do what Santa Clara did and put a golf course on the garbage dump and shut the hell up.
Yeah, that was a fine bunch of Americans there all whacked out on whatever they eat, that paper they stick on their tongues.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? SportsGrid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Anyway, Hammy, what do you think?
Well, I think that Dana Hall, he took it well today. He took it like a man. He complained a little bit.
What does he deserve, the youngster? Hey, he's done nothing except have people blast him for his lack of effort and, you know, not effort, but just basically all the potential they talked about, and he hasn't delivered. He was starting to this year, but what are you going
to
do?
You're
going
to
let Dana Hall play and plays a Deion Sanders?
Absolutely not.
Please, let me be the coach.
I think this put a fire under his butt, and he's going to get out there, and when he does get a chance in the nickel D, you're going to see a new Dana Hall.
I think he should do nickel. I think they should stick him in a lot of situations,
sure.
Special teams, everything, whatever. You know,
he
the guy,
to see the field.
He deserves a play. They didn't get him to waste away. And this is the thing that I thought would go down. DC, you heard me. I didn't think that they would bench Davis. I said Hall's the odd man out because of the fact that the guy, what does he deserve right now? He's lucky he has been starting. Dave in Monterey, what do you got?
Yeah, I want to blow some smoke in the face of Dana Hall and Scotty Farrell.
Go ahead.
Tell you, this guy, Dana Hall, he doesn't deserve to be starting. He's lucky he's not playing in Canada. What do you say, Scotty, huh?
He'll probably end up having an affair with Tim Rosenbach. Remember him? He freaked out and started, like, eating silverware and stuff. And his mom, they asked him where he was, and she said, he's out in the back mowing.
This guy does not deserve to play. Eric Davis.
I want to play. Just give me a chance. I was out there the other day with my buddy Barton, and we were just, God, just going one-on-one. He was playing with one arm. He had a big sling on, and I was sticking my thumb in his eyeballs, and I was kicking him below the belt, and I was whipping my leg with a crack back. You got to love it.
When are you going to come down here to Monterey and rule the roost?
You know what I want to do? Do they surf down there?
Oh, yeah, nah. Golf. Lots of golf.
I got to find my way out of my neighborhood, let alone here I am, Mr. California. Like, I ain't know anything. Some guy told me tonight he lived in like Chagadoogalagadoogalagadoogalagadoogalagadoogalagadoogalagadoogalagadoogalagadoogalagadoogalagadoogalagadoogalagadoogalagadoogalagadoogalagadoogalagadoogalagadoogalagadoogalagadoogalagadoogalagadoogalagadoogalagadoogalagadoogalagadoogalagadoogalagadoogalagadoogalagadoogalagadoogalagadoogalagadoogalagadoogalagadoogalagadoogalagadoogalagadoogalagadoogalagadoogalagadoogalagadoogalagadoogalagadoogalagadoogalagadoogalagadoogalagadoogalagadoogalagadoogalagadoogalagadoogalagadoogalagadoogalagadoogalagadoogalagadoogalagadoogalagadoogalagadoogalagadoogalagadoogalagadoogalagadoogalagadoogalagadoogalagadoogalagadoogalagadoogalagadoogalagadoogalagadoogalagadoogalagadoogalagadoogalagadoogalagad They were going to open a sports bar in Atlanta. I swear to God, Pharrell's. This guy had some absurd idea that he was going to try to, like, take over my life and put his bar up and then put my name on it like Harry Carey's. I'm like, dude, have a sandwich and a drink. Get out of my face. But I'm thinking seriously about my own line of beer, Pharrell Brew. Huge. San Jose Wishman's out there. He's thinking big.
Pharrell.
What's up, Wish?
What's up? Hey, who do you like more, David Lee Roth or Sammy Hagar with Van Halen?
Oh, man, I got to like David Lee Roth, man,
all
because
right,
he just
I knew you'd say this.
Literally, I mean, there is no difference. I love Sammy and what he's done for the band and taking them into the next level. They've continued to make killer music, and David Lee Roth continued to get arrested and do whatever else. But they set the standard for rock and roll.
That's right.
Literally, Van Halen with a cast of others, a few other bands that were able to rock through the 70s and 80s or whatever, and they were just awesome, and he's awesome. I used to have a guy call my show every day in Atlanta. I swear to God, it had to have been him. He had the greatest imitation of this guy. And literally, he would call me from, like, jail, from everywhere. On the side of the road, he was cuffed. He'd call me up.
Hey,
just
I had
trouble.
I had Nebraska-UCLA on tape. I solved the 49ers' offensive line problems. We're just going to recruit Nebraska's offensive line. What do you think?
Little do you know that I have not only recruited them, they will all be in uniform Sunday against the Saints. I have decided to buy out the contracts of all the Niners' offensive line that's banged up,
where
and I'm bringing in the Huskers, and no one's even going to note it. They're not even going to notice. And the next thing, it's going to be 79-0.
Well, golf, Pharrell?
I play golf, and I cheat, and I win.
What's your take on Greg Norman and his problems right now? You think he's bumming about not winning any cups this year?
I think he's in love with John Daly. I'll see you.
Right.
Palo Alto, they're playing football down there this weekend. Rudy's the ball carrier, Rudy Radinsky.
How you doing? I'm feeling a little unusual.
You should, Rudy.
Hey, let me just say two words about Dana Hall.
Yeah.
Does the name Wally Pipp mean anything?
You...
Anyway, this money thing, I heard you talking about the money the players should get, whatever they want, you know, get a lawyer, all that kind of stuff.
I love it. You know, that's my theory. Just give them what they want. They'll at least keep playing. Look at the cover of the USA Today. What did it say? Labor talks dominating sports scene. I say just give, meet them in a, you know, like a bottle of red, a bottle of white, anything to let. And Billy Joel. And we'll meet them at a little Italian restaurant. And we'll just give them an envelope and tell them to go out the back door and get in a car and go home and count it with his tongue. Give them whatever they want as long as they're playing. What do I care what they make? Do you care what they make? Are you mad they make a lot of money?
No,
what do you care as long as your boys are scoring?
I think they make a lot of money, except that...
I'm going to give every single Warrior this year at least $5 million for half the season. We'll give them 12 if they... With incentives, they can make upwards of $150 million per game.
You know, you got me on that one. Let's just pass the hat at the game. Just pass the hat.
Well, I'm bringing all of my theories here, including quarter beers at all Warrior games. This nonsense of $4 got to go. Rudy, your entire week, I hope, is spread with tragedy. Unbelievable. We're ripping now, aren't we? Oh, we didn't have... Oh, we didn't even take any cars. Take no callers. Take this, Slick. I'm going to take 5,000 rocking sports fans. They're calling George Brett on the hook, and they're saying, give me the Pharrell, George. Give me the Pharrell. I say, sounds swell. Soupin' sandwiches around 6 and sound super. See you then. Fill your mind, San Francisco, right here on the mahogany. It doesn't get any better. Vent your spleen. It's your table. Come on and eat some of them there grits. Yes, sir. May I have another, sir? Thank you. Five. Real. And some of that. Bass with DC on the desk. He's running the world with the Pharrell. Looking good doing it. He knows what's up. George Brett's got you covered on a hook. Shaking it. Here's another vein head. Come on with some of that vein. Shit. Let's go to Palo Alto. Gophers out there, I guess. We'll do that next one next. I'm losing weight in here. Gopher, what's up?
Gopher.
Go for it.
Hey, this is the first time I've listened to your show, and you're good because... You're not the homer like the rest of them.
You can count that every time over. I don't like anybody.
No teams, no favorites.
Tell it like it is. If they don't like it, then go to bed.
That's right. I'm tired of the 40-winers talking all the time.
Your life's never going to be the same, man. You're probably going to end up having to sell that nice house down there.
Listen, want to talk a little bit about...
That's because you'll lose your job over staying up so late listening to me.
That's true. I can't sleep anymore. Let's talk G-Men then.
Hey, basketball, everything else. Baseball next spring. Now they're saying they're not even going to do that. If this thing lasts into the spring, they might as well cancel the whole league. Screw it.
I'm saying...
Then again, I think they make a lot of money around here because of baseball. So go, Giants! Yay! Go get them, fellas! Yippee-yay!
The East Coast...
Look at Will Clark rounding second.
I'm
Does he play here?
The East Coast G-Men.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about, Slick. Ooh, what do you think? I don't know the G-Men. You said baseball first. I got to support the home nine.
That's
at least that's what I've been told.
That's what's in your chest.
And remember that I love the Pirates. Don't tell anybody. And don't let anybody know that I told you that because I'm not allowed to talk like that on the air, especially this air because I love the Buccaneers. Yeah, everything. A bunch of the teams that are... Anyway, the Giants. I think Dave Meggett should win the Heisman.
Huge. But listen, they lost Simsy, they lost LT. They're not going to go far, but they're playing a little above their heads. And you got to give that conservative Dan Reeves a little bit of credit that they're 3-0 at this time.
Well, let's just see if we can get that full 105,000 to start cheering for your views of the Giants. Can you get them, DC? I know we got a big crowd of people that are behind you, and the Giants, they could win every. They're going to go 29-0. Pat in Richmond, you're on a bench. Pat.
Scott, how you doing?
I'm lousy, but I'm turning the corner.
Man, I had to come all the way to California just to hear you, man. Deion Sanders got for real, man. The Bay Area ain't big enough.
I love it here, man. I'm losing weight. I went out tonight and ate so much food. I've been sitting here passing gas, burping. It's gorgeous.
Well, I'm just, you know, happy to be able to talk to you again.
It's fun being in here at nighttime. I don't have to see anybody except these fresh punks in here. They're big, huge. They're steroids and all that. They got to be bodies. They're hitting people. Fights, and they're fighting at the elbow to the head.
Hey, the underground in Atlanta wasn't bad either, probably.
I love that place. There's no doubt that Atlanta's a skipping town, but, you know, life goes on, man. I really wanted to be here for a long time, and fortunately for my lucky ass, the dreams came through. Straight up, man, I really wanted to be here, and I got lucky.
We're going to definitely keep you here, and, you know, you had a...
I'm not going anywhere. For all of the people that hate my guts, good. I'd rather be hated than disliked, and if you don't like it, go to bed, because I'm here for a long while with syrup on top.
Hey, Scott, question for you.
Yeah.
What does the Heisman Trophy mean?
I'd said it before, I'll say it again. It's an individual situation for the kid, the family, his friends, his teammates, and the honor to remember for the rest of his life that he accomplished what only a few have done. But certainly it doesn't get you anything except maybe an NBA pick, maybe a clipboard on the sideline, and maybe nothing at all, including like unemployment comp, because I know a few of them right now looking for jobs. Hell, they don't even like you in the Canadian League with it. What does it get you? Nothing, except I think it brings a lot of prestige to what you've accomplished as an individual and what you wanted and strived for when you were growing up and playing football and busting and getting hit and going through injuries and the pain and fighting through pain and then playing in a big-time program, because that's all it is anymore. They give it to Steve McNair is a guy that reminds me of Moon. You could do all your comparisons, but the bottom line is they'll probably shaft him, give it to the big name like they always do. It's been a joke for the last decade. Nobody cares about it. And as far as I'm concerned, if they invite me to that New York Athletic Club, I'm going to pass it up and I'll probably end up at Planet Hollywood. How do you like that? Look at this. Hey, listen, I got to run because Izzy's here. Izzy Stradlin.
Hi, Sparrow.
Oh, hey,
how
Izzy.
How you feeling?
I'm miserable.
You must be the man.
Now, how could I be the man when you're the one?
You must be the man because...
How could I be the man when you're the one? You're the one, 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 you're the one.
My boyfriend's been sleeping in the spare room ever since he started listening to your show.
Say goodnight to the bad guy. There goes your S life, baby.
Hey, it's all your fault, man.
That's right. So what are you going to do about it? I say dump his ass and go down fishing in the bay. Get yourself some new.
He said he won't come back into our bedroom until I get an autographed picture of you.
You know, I swear to God, for the first time in my career, they actually pulled off enough gumption to take photos of me. They had some guy, I told you the other day, a little bit to the left, Scotty, baby. Give me some more on the catwalk, baby. Move and shake with me, baby. You're moving now, baby. Lips, lips. Give me some. Give me some. Turn the fan. Give me some hair. Oh, the hair, the hair. Oh, there you go, Scotty. You're on the roll now. Give me more, 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 more. Live right, live right, live right, live right. Snap, 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 snap. Taking pictures. They got him back, and my gal, Isabel, hit him. Can't even find them. Can't even see them. They're not even going to let me look at them. I think they're going to charge me for my own pictures. Like, remember at school, they'd charge you for stuff. The field trip will cost you $250, and you'll have to bring your own bag of lunch. So it looks like a very situation where you could lose money on this deal for all. So the bottom line is, I don't know who to trust. They've taken my pictures. They took my cars. They took all of my furniture and hid it from me so that I wouldn't leave the bay for 20 years. Izzy!
You're not going to help me out, huh?
Well, I'll see if these dudes get... Send him that picture of me in jail that we got.
Okay,
no.
Well, tell me one more thing.
What is he?
Is Billy Owens going to get traded?
Let's hope so.
Let's hope so.
I don't care. What do I care? As long as there's bills paid and I got a game on and I got $20 stogie strapped to my lip, and as long as your boyfriend wakes up and realizes that you are the one, then he's a loser. I'm still choking on cappuccino. What are they putting in that stuff? Lead? They're trying to kill me here, too, now. I've been here 3 days. They're trying to wax me. Spiking my machine in the back. They bought the thing for me. Cappuccinos and beer wobbles and brats to go.
To me, man, yes, I heard that news from the news. That's kept me hanging around here.
Want to light the lamp on DraftKings and FanDuel this NHL DFS season? Then join DailyRoto.com and learn from the best daily fantasy sports players. Get updated fantasy hockey projections for NHL DFS, line combinations, and build stacks for tournaments in the DailyRoto NHL DFS lineup optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy hockey without using DailyRoto, you are doing it wrong. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn, and most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, if you're driving across the West and hanging out, trying to figure out what this is all about, don't. Just keep moving. Enjoy it. If you feel like it, pull over, grab the stick, call us. We got so many games on. I want to do play-by-play with DC. We'll get a keg up there. Madison, 45, 40, 35, 30, Cusquad, 45, 20, 15, 10, 10, 10, Irish. You got to love it. 10 past. We're doing it. Like I said, I'm in for abusive language at 11-11. DC in for a roughing minor at 18-32. And, of course, the hook man, George Brett, in for instigating a five-minute fighting major and a game misconduct at 19-19. Join us in the penalty box. Sal Bando and Campbell, bring it.
Hello! What's going on?
What's happening, bro?
What's up, man?
How you feeling?
Hey, I'm feeling all right. How you feeling?
You sound like you're feeling fine.
Shooting a little stick, drinking a few brews, you know?
You know, I live, and that sounds good. Can you do that again? Just hit another ball so I can hear it.
Okay, hit another ball. He wants to hear it.
Yeah!
Here you go. Take a listen.
Now that's the way to party. That was beautiful.
How was that?
That was beautiful. And you know, Pharrell, I used to, literally, when I lived in Chicago, my roommate was a, well, basically a shark and a snake and a thief and a liar. You got to love him. And he literally paid his, listen to that guy. Get him a beer, DC. Get that guy a beer. Anyway, listen, I literally had a roommate that paid for his rent, which was like five. He paid like halves on the rent with another guy, and he raised all of the rent every month, winning pool games at various billiards halls in the streets of Chicago. You gotta love it. Let him do it. Just get your boy to just start screaming again. More.
Scream. Do you want me to scream?
Baby, get that guy a cappuccino and a beer. Get rid of them. They're starting to listen to themselves. When you start lying so much, you talk to yourself and listen to yourself, then you know it's over. Please, Father, forgive us for our sins, for we are sinners. Pray for the young men that have called us from the area that have begrudged with hatred. Please, Father, what shall we do with this duo of billiards players? What shall we do with these two they call sinners? I know what we shall do. We shall crucify them! Crucify them! Crucify them! In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, amen. Palo Alto, Roadhog, rip it.
For real?
What's up, Roadhog?
They tell me that you're the man for the picks.
You got that right, Slick, and count on it every day, every night. Basically, I've turned the midnight Billy Idol hour of coup de grace couch backcrackers and Kingston phobia relievers and fatigue hour into the, essentially, the winning ticket, count cash with your tongue, gambling, break the law, interstate fraud hour.
Well, I got three games in the NFL. What's your pick for me?
For real.
Tampa Bay, Green Bay.
Green Bay, big.
Really?
Yeah, Tampa, yeah, they're so impressive. Craig Erickson, he can throw for 400 one week, 220, then he can score a big 7 points against the Saints. Give me a break. They're awful. I can't even imagine that they can't do, you know, every week you never know. One thing, next thing you know, they're going to show up and Sam Weiss will be playing cornerback. I mean, they're awful. And I think that the Packers bounce off the Philly game, and Favre has the big passing game to Sharp. Literally, they're trying to retool the offense. They've sat down all weekend and Monday, Tuesday, copping films, Holmgren going nuts, trying to find out what's wrong with the team that last year moved the ball, you know, with ease in the
right.
NFC. So they're looking, you know, defensively, they've been all right with Sean Jones and Reggie White. How can you go wrong with those two coming from the outsides? But literally, the offensive problem, it's the same old story. Favre just throws so many picks and bad passes. If this guy's worth $20 million, then I want at least $75 million per night to do this.
Sounds good to me.
See you, Roadhawk. Buckhead, Cliff, he's out there with a lock. Said we.
I have a week. What's up?
What's going on, bro?
Man, let me tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
Since you've been gone, I've gone from living
since
in a high.
Since you've been gone.
I've been living,
since
I've gone
been
from living
gone,
in a high rise and
since
done living,
been
to living
gone,
in a box
I
in Fulton County.
I'm going crazy.
I kid you not.
What have you been doing, smoking stogies?
Man, I've gone from living in a high rise in Dunwoody to living in a box since you've gone.
I believe that.
I
you should go check out. All you need to do is go see the great one, and he'll take care of you. He'll ease the pain.
He'll ease the pain.
So what do you got as your super, ultra, mega, definite, guaranteed lock of the week?
I'm looking at...
What's up, West Coast freaks? They're all out there. I just saw some guy fly by the window with one of them hang gliders.
Hey, man.
Christ, it was the fan, man. Luda!
Luda! I think Detroit looks pretty good.
Wherever I end up, the fan man ends up. You know, I was in Vegas when he crashed in and ruined the fight. Then I was in Buckingham Palace having a little tea with the Queen when he landed on top of the building naked, spray-painted green and looking all spruced up like St. Patty himself. And now he's hanging out right here at the KNBN Towers. KNBN, I like that.
Following
I should just change the name of it. I'm going to change everything.
Hey, quick
in your face if you don't like it in there. George Brett just threw a big cup full of tobacco spit against the wall. Isn't that lovely? That'll cost you $25 per hour to clean that up.
Clean it up.
Hot what up, Cliff?
Man, I'm going to throw a few quick games at you now.
Well, hurry up. I got no time for
Detroit.
You.
Detroit. Ain't New England taking Detroit.
I got the Patriots cover on the road.
On the road.
Any over.
Seattle, Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh. They're going up against like nine rookies.
How about we got Wisconsin and your favorite Indiana?
They're not my favorite. I went there, but I'm not proud of them. And I'll tell you one thing. They're going to get slapped around by the second quarter. They're going to be eating cheese and
Michigan,
blowing farts
Colorado,
on the sideline. They'll be down
game.
20.
Big
Cliff,
game.
I hope the entire weekend, not only did your house that you moved into this box, I hope it catches on fire. Antioch, the beast.
Hey, what's up, bro?
What's up, beast?
Oh, man. Let's talk a little Ram football.
Bah.
Hey, man, they got the Mike Tyson of the NFL in the backfield. That guy's just a brute.
Hold on a second. I got to feed my dog again, this damn mud. Hold on a second, beast. I got to open up the back door. Here we go. Eat that and have some, you wretched, smelly, pooping. Look at guy that trying to bite your shoe, spike your head. Take that. Have another piece, you lousy, miserable man's best friend. My ass! You're a liar! I'll rip your heart out! I'll mess your head! That's my dog and faithful airline captain. He flies the Pharrell Learjet cross-country to all the big games each week. Let's give it up for the one, the only, the legend, the hero, the myth, a big crowd on hand for the unbelievably and talented and gifted and superior performer, that's my good dog, Poop. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, dear fine people. Thank you for coming. Thanks for your time and your money. Oh, and you've won a brand new car. Hey, Beast.
Yeah.
What kind of car do you want? You just won one. I'm giving out cars tonight on the bench.
Oh, man, you got a 74 Pinto?
Check out. We got a puke green Pinto down in the KNBR news slot. Oh, Jerome Bettis. Bettis of the world, out of the world, out of the world, out of the world, nobody can bring it back. Anyway, Beast, have a lousy night. Eddie Arenda, bring it.
I know three shows you like.
What?
One Nut to Give.
Yep.
All My Pukes.
Yep.
General Humanity.
You got that right. I watch those every day. I throw food at the TV. I swear. I cuss. I laugh at all of it. Dell's got everything from, you know, bone marrow. He's got organ transplant. Dixie's giving up body parts. Tad's on the run. The new guy in town with the long reggae haircut. He's kicking, beating up rapists. He's punching them. Then you go to the next one, One Nut to Give, and Todd Manning wearing one of them jail ankle bracelets, walking around beating up girls. What a fine guy he is, the loser, screaming, yelling, causing trouble, robbing people. Everybody's up against him, the system. It's good to see Hank Gannon back in the bed with his 39th lover on the show in the last 3 months. I'm watching, what's her name? Marty Saybrook. Now she's petitioning the entire hospital to have Todd removed. And of course, on general humanity of it all, Ned now has 17 wives.
Unbelievable.
But he still only loves the rock and roll girl from Nashville.
Hey, dude, you know I've called you guys.
She can play that good. Can you get the banjo that song? Hold on a second, Eddie. Get a hold of yourself. There she is. That's Ned's lover. Come on. Radio pawn around and around, kick her in the head, throw her on the ground, kick her in the ribs, go out with your friends, drink beer, drink beer, drink beer with Pharrell, drink beer. Well, if you can't bring that around, hand, what you got a beer in your hand, drink beer, go on, go, roll tide. Anyway, Eddie.
Yeah. Dude, you realize I've called you every day since you've been in California? I got Pharrellitis. What do I do?
I love you.
No, you don't.
Look at I love you.
Hey, Scott.
What?
Give me some airtime here. Talk to me about the Warriors. I'm a season ticket holder.
Did you hear about all the big talk tonight?
Yeah, I heard it. Now, hear me out. Give me a chance to talk.
Well, go ahead, Slick. Take over the show, then.
Well,
if you had any guts at all, you just say, shut up, Pharrell. I'm here trying to dance.
Shut the hell up, goddammit.
That's what I like.
There you go. Now, listen to me. This is Bob Agnew talking to you.
Oh, heavens to Betsy.
No, anyway.
I talk to him too much as it is. Then again, I can't wait to go golfing with him. He'll probably end up taking all my money.
Now you're doing it again. Give me some airtime.
You're lucky you're on, Slick. At this stage, I would have dissed you, but since I love you, I had to keep you on. I can't take it anymore. I'm starting to write letters.
Tell me about your program. Are you going to do the same thing Fitz did with John Schrader after the games? You going to do your broadcast after Warrior games and all that?
Yeah, the bottom line is that I've been told that I'll do a lot of shows from the Coliseum. I can't wait to do it, like, from mid-court when everybody and their brothers, sisters, aunts, uncles, cousins, Lions, Tigers, and Bears are all gone from the Coliseum, and I'm sitting there by myself with, like, a candle doing the show.
Exactly. That's what Fitz used to do.
I'm going to light up a cigar down there and just start burning. Right down, Nelson will come in, probably sit with me the whole night.
Now, what do you think about Nelson? Speaking of Nelson, why don't you come out in the Chronicle and say what he said yesterday?
Hey, man, why not? What's he going to do, come out in a Chronicle and say, we're excited, we hope we go 40 and 41, we hope we lose in the first round, we love losing, we're interested in losing, we want to lose, we all want to get fired, I want less money, I hate my job, I hate the organization, I hate the local station that carries our game, I hate you, I hate everybody, and I hope we just lose, I hope we start 0-16. What?
That's not it at all. What I'm saying, you never give anybody a chance. What
That's right, I don't. Now you're getting on my nerves, Eddie, and I'm going to dish you. Go ahead.
Anyway. My point is that they're not ready to win the championship, and he's always been real conservative about what he said, and now he's going to have all these freaks that come out and want his head on a platter when they don't win the championship, want him fired.
Well, last year, half of the team started going after him.
They're unbelievable.
What do you expect nowadays in this day and age of bickering and bargaining tables and big dollars and big egos? No one ever gets along. It's all a facade in your face.
Anyway.
These guys are all babies, man. They get in the back of the car after the game with their buddies, and they talk trash on each other. They talk trash on the coach. They all complain about their minutes. They complain about their contracts. A new guy comes in and gets $5 million more. He wants to renegotiate, or he's not going to play. Don't bore me, man. Dunk with a look. Land it with a look, with a tongue on the side of your mouth, with a wink to the camera, and say,
"Bet." Amen.
Eddie, I got to go. You've been on for 12 minutes. Screw you and your family, too.
Want to be the next Daily Fantasy Millionaire? Dunk on your NBA DFS competition with DailyRoto.com and dominate on FanDuel and DraftKings this season. Compete with the pros with DailyRoto.com, Optimizer, and the most accurate projections in NBA DFS, plus lineup alerts, breaking news, late swap support, and much more. Save 10% on winning NBA DFS advice with promo code DUNK. Visit DailyRoto.com/dunk to learn more.
Oh, Eddie. Come on with me, Eddie.
wham, ding, ding, bayside with a Pharrell on a bench, baby. It's a pain-free Friday. We got George Brett on the hook. He's got you covered. He'll give you a hook, an over-under, a line, a skinny, a scoop, maybe a date. Can we dance with Joe Dates? DC Cab running the world. We're up on top, hanging out with God. In the sky above the bay, looking out, loving life. In the penalty box for a few. Let's do it together now, come on. Yeah. Come on, Zion. And Pharrell really gets carried away. Hey, yay, yay. Hey, getting thing. Come on, Eddie. When Pharrell really gets carried away, I oughta call a stug of cheesehead.
What's up, Pharrell?
God almighty, Eddie was in a
foul mood.
He was in a foul mood tonight, Eddie was.
Those loud screaming guys woke up my daughter, and then Eddie tried to put him back to sleep.
You gotta love that. So what's up?
Well, Green Bay's starting to really bum me out. I don't know about those guys.
I think they should be bumming you out. I think
Holmgren better have an ulcer.
Well, first of all, he's not the guy that's on the hot plate. I think it's the big money quarterback. They gave him all that cash, and now he's just doing nothing for Sharp.
He didn't even throw that ball in the end zone.
Maybe Sharp's not even in game shape. You know, the toe, and he never played. Then the holdouts. He's another guy. I got to have more money. And then, you know, they give him the ball. He's catching a couple of passes, but he's throwing too many soft, overthrown balls, not concentrating. Their offensive line's done nothing. Cobb's done nothing for him out of the backfield. Defensively, they've been, you know, besides Jones and White, they've really been fairly anemic. You know, I think they've been flat, but like I said, I think this weekend they should be able to take Tampa.
Yeah, I don't know. I think teams are catching on to the short game stuff they're trying to run. You know?
Well, you know, the Packers are in and out every week. You never know what they're going to do. It's just the same thing, just constant mediocrity. And it just stays that way. And I think you look at the Niners and Cowboys, and everybody else does it too. There are some teams that can dance. The Vikings, the Lions are going to be interesting. The Packers will be interesting. Russ in Tucson, Arizona, back in Arizona, back in Arizona.
Scotty.
What's up in the valley, you bud chaser?
Not much, buddy. Can we reminisce for just a sec? Back in February, I meet you at a sports book. At about 4 in the morning, your last morning on the air in Vegas.
Are you that lawyer?
No, I'm a TV reporter out here.
Ah, that's right, dude. I do remember meeting you, and I got your card and everything. It's in my Rolo, and I remember you spent that last evening with me and came by and said, what's up?
Dude, it was happening. You went to Atlanta,
that
right?
That was kind of a freaky show. Remember the last 5 minutes? It was like, see ya.
Yeah, and, you had about 8 cups of coffee. You were hocking beer bottles.
Yeah, I think it was more like 80. Yeah. Cups of coffee. But then, yeah, I talked with you for a while, and then I went to Atlanta. I was down there for a while, and, you know, it was an exciting time, and it was a great show, and we did a lot of good things. But I had to be in the West Coast, and now that I'm here, much to the displeasure of many, I'm here for a long while. And everybody else has got to – I hope everybody and their brother – and sisters, aunts, uncles, cousins, Lions, Tigers, and Bears bet against me. You know, because I hear, oh, they'll never last, they'll never stick. Well, that's what they've said about my career since day one, and I just keep winning.
Well, I was channel surfing tonight on the radio.
And then we dance. All these people that, you know, hate you and all this stuff. Good, good. I want more hate. I hate anybody that doesn't hate me. I hate you, and I'd rather be hated than disliked. How's your TV show?
Buddy, it's going great.
Good.
Things are great out here.
That's cool that you guys copped the flamethrower down in the valley, crystal clear. My buddies over there, hell, they've changed the station name so many times, but Wild Bill, Arnie's Army, and all the freaks, I love them.
Don't get them anymore out here.
You know, oh, that's right, because they cut that thing off and they turned that into what, like a religious channel?
Oh, CNN or something. I don't know.
I remember when they shot me in Tucson, there was like Molotov cocktails flying toward Vegas.
I was throwing them.
People just getting mad. But then again, so you're copping it right now, right?
Yeah. Well, hey, thank God the KMBR is like 8 million watts.
It is. It's more than that. Since I came here, they put in a couple of extra dollars into it, and now it's like 462 million watts, and it goes to 75 countries.
I picked it up in the Bahamas last week.
Some guy called me from Bora Bora tonight, and he said, Pharrell, Hinano, Hinano, Hinano.
Before I go, buddy, what are your hours out there so I can pick you up?
My hours?
Yeah, on the air.
10-1 every night, late night thrash, balls to the walls, 10-1 Monday through Friday. And Saturdays and Sundays, they pay me to stay away from the building.
All right, buddy.
No one here likes me, so I just try to, I cut a deal with them. They said, all right, since everybody hates you, we'll pay you an extra $500,000 to stay away from the building on Saturdays and Sundays and weekdays during business hours. I'm only allowed in the building from 9:45 p.m. until 1:30 a.m. At 1:31, if I'm not out of the gate, I get apprehended, cuffed, and charged. The Bills in San Mateo. Bill.
Scotty.
What's up?
Man, you're back. You're back in the pack in the Bay Area. You know how long we've been waiting for you?
How long has it been?
Weeks, months.
Months, weeks. Yeah. People were jonesing. People chewing on their nails. People swearing. Families getting split up. Kids getting swapped. Money getting lost. The exchange. All the stocks were down. Solo, buy high. Bring it, bring it, bring it.
Figure this out. What's the deal with this Benson character standing on the sidelines, spinning that fruity parasol, calling the Niners a Mickey Mouse team on the week he's going to play him?
Let's go to this thing. I got to find, you know, I had this bashing article that I read today. I believe it was in the Morning Chronicle. Let me find it.
Can I go one other thing, too?
Is that the one? Well, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. What were the comments that Randy Cross said? You making some comments about Randy Cross? Who's like John Madden 4 out here.
Let me yank them all out. Here we go. First of all, and that's what I always do. I'm drowning in a sea of skinny to start with. Check it out. Look out. Look out. All right, let me get this. So what are you doing, man?
Oh, hanging out.
What's going on in San Mateo? Isn't it kind of like near Bay Meadows?
Yeah, just kind of like near Bay. Yeah, it's kind of like near there.
Not only will Pharrell be at Bay Meadows several evenings and several days and several hours throughout my career here, but I'm thinking about throwing a big, huge television show right out there, just doing it every night,
a TV show. Did you meet the babe that you did that commercial with about Bay Meadows, or was that a separate take?
Long, tall Sally?
Yeah.
You know, I met her, and it's interesting. I'll sing it for you. Oh, downtown to the alligator, honey, there's a chick named Long Tall Sally. Lick it. Me and a boy got a meeting in the shade. We got a couple days off in the Everglades going to see Long Tall Sally. Anyway,
I'm still skinny on this Benson character.
First of all, I'm looking for, where the hell is that story anyway? I had all this stuff. Maybe it was in this one. Here it is. I just found it. It was in the, as I call it, the Merc. Here it is. Let me see if I got any of this thing out. All this guy's comments. I could have sworn I had done it in another paper somewhere.
That's awful. You're in the city and you're looking at the Merc. Isn't it in the Cron?
Well, I look at. I think it's great that they got a million papers around here to dive into every day. I read like 40 a day. I read every paper in the country if I can get my hands on it. I got people shipping me the Chicago Trib, Boston Globe, New York Times. You can get here. I read the L.A. Times. Here's great. I read all the local Bay Area. I think there's some great writers in this area. Usually every day of the week I got a reader column, which I just say the reader. That's, you know, the top reader of the day out of whatever, USA Today or any of these papers or anywhere around the country. I pick an article which is the best, and we study it. Last night we did a Gordon Forbes airing it out NFL column.
Jeez.
But the bottom line is this guy's ribbing and yelling, saying that the NFL disguised information about Deion's deal is basically what it amounted to. Remember? He's saying, oh, you know, they didn't tell us all of this, la-di-da, do-si-do. No one knew about his out clause or, you know, that he could get out after 1 year, and the whole thing got ugly.
What a clown on the week they're going to play him. Can you believe that?
Well, first of all, realistic or not, the Saints are mad. They're upset. They couldn't find a mention of the option clause in the search or the league's computer bank of contract terms. Quoting some of the situation here, Benson said, in our visit here, Deion's comments to me were this. Whoever has the biggest purse, that's where I'm going. That's why we worked out such a good package for him. This confirms what we suspected all along. Nobody in his right mind, including Deion Sanders, is going to pass up $3 million to $5 million a year from us or anybody else. Now get this, to get a $15,000 Super Bowl ring. What else do I need to say about this goofball? But is that what he thinks of the Super Bowl ring? Great guy. I want him running my team. Yeah, I guess that puts an end to that, doesn't it? He's a loser. He's a loser. Open the door, because I'm a loser, baby. So why don't you kill me? See you, Bill. Bud and Humboldt. Uh-oh.
What's going on, baby?
What's up, baby?
Do you know all about Humboldt County?
Well, then again, anybody that has never heard of Humboldt County... You know, I got some friends in Miami I want you to meet down there that are riding on them funky rafts. My good friend Flacco. Why did they put you in the Santa Fe? I don't know, man, because I was Cuban.
There you go, baby. I just wanted to
How far is that place from here, man?
It's pretty deep. It's a good two and a half.
Is everybody, like, up there doing time or something?
They're doing time and they're doing crime, baby.
That's what I hear. It's a dangerous county. I'm glad I live here in this wonderful jungle.
Oh, yeah, you're much safer there, baby.
I think it's great here. It's like New York with nice weather. It's got flavor, class, style, sophistication, arts. It's got it all. Cold beer.
Cold beer. How is it different from Atlanta, though, baby? Tell me about Hotlanta.
Well, that was definitely like living in Vietnam. It was 110 every day with 9,000 degrees of humidity. It was sweaty. A tornado hit my house. It rained for 10 weeks. People were living in trees, so their house was getting washed down the river. It was like the Mississippi floods all over again. It was torture. My house was beautiful. I lived in a huge mansion, and by the time the tornado hit it, I lived in a haunted house. I had boxes in my windows as cardboard windows, and at nighttime, I'd be going in to get a beer in the fridge, and I'd hear this in the kitchen. And I go swear the house was haunted. Here's what I heard. And then one night I heard.
That's crazy, baby.
Get out. Get out. Get out. And then one night I was listening when I was going in to get another beer and it said. Black in a week. Black in a week. Get out. So anyway.
You're smart enough, baby, to get out.
I'm crazy enough to get out.
And know what? I was smart enough to
I
do.
Signed a 92-year deal with KNBR.
There you go. I heard from us for a lot
I got a buyout after every 6 months, though.
There you go. You're a free agent.
So I'm like Rick Dudley. I never play, but I can play.
Man, you get paid big time, baby. And that's what I've been doing the first 3 weeks of the season, riding the Dolphins and the Chiefs. That's why I have to disagree with you going in Miami.
I hope everybody disagrees with me. The bottom line is that
I'm going into Minnesota with Miami plus the points, and I'm getting paid.
All right, then I'll see you on Monday night, and we'll argue about it again. I like the Vikes. It's incredible the pressure we're under. I got an idea. Let's go to the Coup de Grace couch hour in style with the Pharrell, DC, and George Brett, and the fans make it all possible. Their voice is what counts, not my loud-ass mouth. Come on with me now, everybody, with some of that. Eddie can still get sweaty at 45. Hey, I hope you're getting ready to rage tonight, a pain-free Friday on the streets of San Francisco with Carl Malden.
Fall is here. Is your...
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? SportsGrid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.